We're going to end the show today with a second in our series of album picks for the year. This is where some of the people who review music for Day to Day pick their top three releases from the past year. Today we're going to hear from John Brady.
I chose these releases as my top three for a couple of reasons. Either they rock hard and stand out as musical entertainment, or they're smart alecky and gleefully buck some of the dominant trends of popular culture. All three are refreshingly non-formulaic, take some risks, and end up offering creative takes on the various permutations of pop. James Murphy of LCD Sound System has one foot in electronic dance music and one foot in indie rock. For the listener, this can only mean double the fun. Drawing on electronic dance music on LCD Sound System's self-titled album, Murphy crafts beat tracks of such crisp tastiness that they set your toes a-quiver from the very first measure. But all I know is all I know. At the same time, Murphy, the hip indie rocker, has a finely honed sense of sazz, so the beats on this album have a sense of humor. Call it what you will, techno snark, house punk, you'll be grinning while you're dancing. Routine is singer-songwriter Don Lennon's fourth LP. I've always loved how Lennon cuts against pop culture's grain. Like many performers, Lennon confesses details about his private life. But unlike many others who spill the beans, he's not shrill or self-indulgent about telling his story. In this song, Last Comic Standing, he even sings about his reactions to a television memorial for the late John Ritter.
John Ritter died 2 days ago.
This is just the sort of offbeat reference to expect from Lennon's exceedingly creative blend of pop music and personal life.
They had a thing with Henry Winkler. They had a segment with his wife. Although I'm still not sure if it was the one from TV or real life.
Lennon's a clever, understated conversationalist who gives us a wry account of his likes and dislikes, obsessions and aversions. It helps that he has a great ear for a pop hook and a light but sure hand with a melody. It takes some time to get into Inouye's self-titled debut album, but it's well worth the wait. On first listen, this Southern California-based band sounds scattershot. Like a tipsy driver, Inouye veers from one musical reference to the other. There's some Pink Floyd-like psychedelia and some Led Zeppelin-era power rock and even some contemporary ambient electronica. But after a bit, these and many other references blend into a multi-textured soundscape. The album can be ethereal, atmospheric. It can also be gritty, earthy. Between the earth and the sky, as everyone knows, there's a lot of space. Inouye brilliantly explores this space, which makes this album such a powerful debut. For NPR News, this is John Brady.
Tomorrow, Kanye West and more, the top three picks of Sarah Bardeen.